Frank Lang, Vice President of the Mac Centre here at Albury.
Celia Bevan, President of Age Concern Albury Wodonga.
Jeanette Mylon, and I'll be taking part in all the workshops.
Mac Centre is a building that was set up by the North Albury Rotary Club back in 78. I've only been involved with it since around about 2004. I came out here to do woodwork as a hobby, and we've now progressed to both woodwork and metalwork. Albury City Council saw fit with a stimulus package of money to put an extension onto the workshop here to enable us to do metalwork.
Tell us about the history of the place. How did it start?
There was a gentleman here, Jim de Kroof, who took his family back to Holland in, I take it, in the early 70s, and he went back to his own workshop where he had trained as an apprentice. And when he walked around the workshop, he saw that there were not many of the old people that he'd trained with. So he asked the manager of the workshop, or the tour guide that took him there, where are all the old people? Oh, they're out the back. Well, the company had set up a little workshop for the retirees to come and do their own thing, particularly that it meant that they had a hobby to do. So that's where it got started. Jim then came back to Australia. He actually set aside some land to build a workshop like this for people that worked with him. When he found that, by talking to Doug Delarue, who was in the North Albury Rotary Club with him, Doug said, hey, we can do this. So Doug, with the rest of the North Albury Rotary Club, decided to build this building. In 2002, I think it was, somewhere around that area, Albury City Council took over, and they have run it since then. Around about 2005, the council offered it to Age Concern, leasing it, and we've worked out here under Age Concern's banner.
Celia, as the Age Concern representative, why is it important for you to be associated with this place?
For Age Concern, we've always been involved over something like 30 years with programs in the community where people can pursue what they interest them, their hobbies, education, a whole range of activities. And a centre like this, which is a manual activity centre, is really important for people who have manual skills and want to keep them up or want to come in and learn those skills. Also, the centre is used by other groups. So on days when the rooms are available, then different types of groups come in. And this is what it's about. It's having activities in the heart of the community and bringing that heart of the community into the building so people can socialise and also feel that they're leading productive lives.
Can you tell us the classes Age Concern run here?
Age Concern, of course, has the metalwork and the woodwork, and at the moment we can hear the quite a large group of women who are in for needlework, and very shortly we will be bringing in our centre-based care, and that is very frail elderly people who need a lot of care while they are engaging in their activities, and they will be in this room on certain days in the week.
So what are some of the items that are created here?
Well, I suppose my clock that's been going for about 2 years is a special item because I get plenty of ribbing about it. But there's been some great jobs here. And one of the things about the Mac Centre is we're probably different to a lot of men's sheds. We don't do any work that's for profit. We're more than happy to do community work. I mean, we've done a number of jobs. One chap repaired the skeletons from Albury High School. They bought out a box with all those parts in the in a box. And Keith Fronfelder spent hours sitting in this room putting it together again. Keith got a lot of pleasure out of it. We learned about the body. So you can see that there's, I would say this is the greatest place in the world to spend a few hours.
Jeanette, you'll be someone that will be using the new workshop out the back. Tell us about how you've come to enrol in that class.
Well, how I've done that is because our TAFE course is actually finished. So I've been doing that for 3 years, and a whole group of us were told that it wasn't going to continue. So this MAC Centre is just awesome for me, and I'll be able to continue.
How important is it to access a workshop like this? Because I guess the metalwork you do, you can't really do it at home.
No, I can't, and I haven't got a welder. And yes, it is important for me, but the friendship of all the people that I've met at TAFE, who will be coming too, that's important for me too.
The people that you've spoken to when you've been here, what does it mean to them personally?
I think one of the great things here is the acceptance of everybody. There is no, like, I mean, when you look at, we've got people here, dentists, carpenters, nobody is in competition. They all accept each other. I believe that it's a great area where people who have slight depression or something like that can come here and get rid of their problems. Because our morning tea, I think, sorts out the problems of the world. But by the same token, everybody's here with special skills. And when you're doing a job and you say, oh dear, I've got a few problems here, they're the first ones to step up and help you. And I think that's a really important part.